I'll connect you with someone who can help.
My name is Mary. How can I help you?
Hi, Mary. I'm calling to find out some questions in regards to my account.
Okay, let me see here. Can I get your name?
Sure, it's Shakira Green.
Thank you. And can I verify your phone number and physical address?
Sure, it's 347-731-9767. And my physical address is 2270 Hospital Avenue, Elmont, New York, 11003.
Thank you. And the phone number you provided, is that a good one to reach you if we get disconnected?
It is.
And your email?
It's ShakiraAGreen@yahoo.com.
Okay. And what policy are we checking on today?
So, I need to get a synopsis of what policy. I'm more concerned about my auto policy. It's a long story. I used to work for the agency. This seems to be an issue. My policy was paid, but somehow my policy was terminated. So, right now, we're like in the whole, I guess, lawsuit case. So, it's just incomprehensible. Because I called to make a payment, and now the automated system just told me that my policy was terminated, my auto policy.
Okay, here. Okay, I'm just going to do a little bit of research on your policy, try to find out what's going on. I might get a little bit quiet, but I'm still here.
Sure, thank you.
No problem. Thank you. here. So it's in the state of New York. It looks like your local agent is going to be the best one to be able to explain this to you. They'll be able to get more in-depth and try to find a way to get insurance on your vehicle. It shows that we sent a paperwork out, but they should be able to explain it better than we can. They're the only ones that will be able to get in-depth with that.
So this is the issue. I cannot have any contact with the agency. And the agent was supposed to change their, I guess, their ownership of my policy. But somehow, the way Allstate is set up, it's not, they're not allowing, they're not signing off for my policy out the agency. I have been in excellent standing with my auto insurance for years. And my policy should not be terminated. Okay? And there's an ongoing issue with the agency. Also, I noticed that they reinstated life insurance policies without my consent. And there's a lot of stuff going on here. But first and foremost, I need my auto insurance in place.
And you said you're not supposed to talk to the agent?
That's correct, because there's a no-contact order, because I was previously working at the agency. Honestly, I should have probably filed a report against the agency with Allstate months ago, with the Errors and Omissions Office, okay? I've been working with Allstate collectively for 14 years, and have never experienced this kind of this situation, okay? It's completely incomprehensible. Like, my policy, I did not request for my policy to be terminated. My policy has been in good standing. So I would like a reason as to why my policy is not active.
Okay, let me see here.
They have not been notified in the mail. The payment that I last made has not been returned to me. I'm not aware of anything that's going on. And this is a problem.
Okay, I'll look further into this just one moment.
Sure.
so I have a document here that was on trial for a notice of non-renewal, stating something about redlining, basically showing that you were not living in the location, but it was showing that you were, which terminates the policy.
I'm sorry?
There was a non-renewal notice that was sent out. I do have a copy of it here, showing that, as it says, New York insurance law prohibits insurers from engaging in redlining practices based on geographic location. So basically, it's the address listed on your policy was not the address you were living in, which caused the policy to terminate.
Now, that's not correct.
Website for questions on that.
Okay. So what I need to understand is what caused that, because it's not a non-renewal, and I definitely live at the address that is on my policy, and I've lived there for 15 years.
Now, there is a, we don't have a way of fixing it through the call center. There is a website on here for, where you can go in and kind of explain the situation. But from here, we don't have anything that we can really go from. I can send you a copy of this letter if you didn't receive it in the mail. I can send it to your email.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so when I send it to your email, there's going to be a password to open it. It's going to be your phone number without any dashes or spaces.
It's going to be my phone number, you said?
Yes, just the 10 digits. No spaces, no dashes.
Okay.
Okay. You should receive that within the next 5 minutes. It does explain as to why the policy was terminated, and it has a website on there for putting in a response and explaining exactly what was going on.
Okay. So why wasn't I notified of this, and why did it occur on November 3rd?
Here.
Because that's not my renewal date, so. It didn't happen on my renewal.
And it shows us the termination went through on the 25th of November, which is the renewal date.
So that means I would have coverage up until what day?
You had coverage up until the 25th of November.
Okay, so you said that there's a website. What is the website, please?
It's www.D as in Delta, F as in Foxtrot, S as in Sam, .ny.gov/consumer/file-a-complaint.
Consumer? I got up until consumer.
Then a / file a complaint.
And is there a .com after complaint?
It's .htm.
So www.dlikedavid/frank/sam.nlikenancy/yellow.glikegeorge/oliver/vlikevictor/c/like charlie/o/like oliver/nlikenancy/sam/u/like/utah/n/like/michael/e/like/edward/r/like/robert/f/i/l/e/a/complaint.h/henry/tom/michael.
Correct.
Okay. So if in fact my policy was canceled or terminated, or you're saying something about redlining, mm-hmm. Why wasn't I issued my money back or returned back from the funds that I paid for the policy?
Yeah. From what I see, the policy went through the entire 6-month policy period, so there was no refund. Because you received insurance through the end of that policy period till renewal. then I have
Just give me one moment. I just need to verify that I received your email.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I don't understand. What date was on this?
The date on this was as of September 26, 2018.
Because they changed my address to the agency. Am I reading this correctly?
Yes, sir.
That my address is showing the agency's address?
Let me see.
This is not addressed to me at my address. Right, because this will be the envelope in which I will receive my mail. So this little barcode underneath it, that's not my address. Why does it say Williams Insurance Agency there?
The letter might have gone through the insurance agency first.
Okay, where's the letter with my address? Or the address that is supposedly this redlining address? Because I've lived at the same house for just about 14 years, maybe 12. But definitely over 12 years. Because it says further below on the second page, it says copy to Williams Insurance Agency. So it shows that this is the address that was on my policy without my consent. Because it says your Allstate agency is Williams Insurance Agency to the right. So this is not a letter that was addressed to the agency. This was specifically addressed to me. So they changed my address on the policy to reflect the agency's address.
From look on your policy, it doesn't show that address listed on there.
Maybe a previous endorsement? Because this letter, as I'm reading it, it says your Allstate agency is Williams Insurance Agency. It's policy holder. It shows everything as if it's addressed to me. This address is not my address.
No, going back to that date, it still shows the same address listed on here. That's not the Williams Insurance Agency on your auto policy.
But how is this addressed to the Williams Insurance Agency if it's saying your, like it's responding to me as if the letter is addressed to me? We are writing to inform you.
I'm not quite sure. And all I really know is it could have just been addressed to the agency to begin with, and then the agency forwarded them out.
No, I've been working with Allstate. I'm actually a licensed agent. I was with Allstate for 14 years between three different agencies. This would not reflect this way unless my address was changed in the system. Because also this life insurance policy that I'm stating that was reinstated without my consent also has the agency address on it. Everything should have 2270 Hoffman Avenue.
From here, I'm seeing the mailing address and physical address is 89 Manor Drive, Great Neck, New York.
That's not correct. Everything is at 2270 Hoffman Avenue. That's Kumar's address. And I also see on this letter that it shows that Kumar had an accident. That accident is not in relation to me. Mary, I understand that this is, you know, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that this clearly states that this is the Williams Insurance Agency address on my policy, or on this letterhead. Because that's why I wouldn't get a letter, because it's going to the agency.
I went back through the policy to the same date that was issued, and it still shows the same address listed on there. I'm not seeing the insurance agency's address listed on your policy while going back through it.
So why would it say that I'm redlining at a different address? That's what it's saying, essentially, and I only have one address, the same address for the past 14 years. All my policies should reflect 2270 Hoffman Avenue. 89 Manor Drive was my previous address with Kumar. However, my address is, that's no longer my address for the past 4 years, 3 years.
I'm not exactly sure exactly what's going on. Typically with us, we would have to refer to an agent since we're not able to really explain what's going on with it. You can try talking to another Allstate agent that's not assigned to you. They might be able to explain it more.
Right, but how do I just change everything to another agent? This is the issue that I'm having, too, because it's impossible for me to communicate with this agency.
We would have to have the policy active, but we can change your agent through the call center.
Okay, how do I go about getting my policy reinstated or back to active status?
I would check on that website on the letter that we sent over, or check with another agency in your area that's not the one that you can't speak with.
Right, so when I go into another agency, they tell me that they're not my agent, so they can only help me with billing. They can't explain any reinstatements. It has to be the original agent. And I'm familiar with that process because, unfortunately, it's the way that things have been handled for years. But you're kind of left to deal with the agency or the agency owner of what you open your policies with, unless it's a servicing of the policy, not actual the changing of anything or any endorsements and blah, blah, blah. I have to contact the original agent. Nobody wants to work for free. So, and in regards to this life insurance policy, how do I find out how that got reinstated and who paid for it? Because I certainly didn't.
We're not able to access life insurance policies through the National Call Center. I can get a number for that particular agency, or not the agency, but the life insurance company customer service.
Okay. No, I actually have the number. I don't know what to do further. So I can go to this website. However, I need to open, or if you can open a staff complaint, because this situation definitely has to get rectified immediately.
Why does it say I struck someone?
I'm not exactly sure. That would be a question for the claims department. I'm not able to discuss exactly what happened with certain claims. And what would you like listed in the complaint?
That I need to change the agency, the agent of record, not just the actual servicing agent. I need to change the entire relationship from the agency. It needs to be transferred to another agent. And that the agency is making changes to my policy without my consent. And you can also include in that report, the reason why I'm requesting this and asking for this is because I was assaulted by the agency owner.
I got that all submitted for you.
Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else we can help out with?
I think that we're going to conclude it for now. And I will go to this website and fill out this form or application that I need to reinstate my policy.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Mary.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.